Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, listen, we're going to stay on the theme of having what I would call some highbrow guests on today. So it's like been quite the ensemble cast for Right Side Radio on a Monday. But yet, coming on next is the Republican Party chairman for the state of Alabama, John Wall, who is doing a great job leading our party at the state level, has gotten some national attention, been put on some national committees as well. And I want to get his breakdown on where things are politically speaking. John Wall, how are you doing?
I am doing well. It's good to be on the show.
Well, it's great to have you. And listen, I got to ask, I've been talking to Senator Britt and Congressman Palmer and then some other callers about the debate last week. Feel free to give me your unvarnished thoughts, but I'd also love to hear what you think this might do to the down ballot Democrats who were worried about, you know, following in the wake of this debacle.
Well, you know, I think the first thing that I kind of had to digest was the fact that Democrats did not know in how bad a shape Biden was. We as conservatives knew it. It wasn't, yeah. I hate to say it wasn't surprising, but we've seen him walking around, say, in with the G8 and trying to shake hands with nobody, and the president of Italy having to go and, like, rescue him and pull him back in. But, like, these embarrassing moments, we've seen it. We know it. And somehow the Democrats just had not internalized that. I actually watched the debate on CBS because I consider them one of the more liberal stations. I wanted to see their commentary afterwards.
You're a brave
and
man.
Literally, it was ironic watching them afterwards. They were in pure panic mode.
Yeah.
Some of them were saying, we have to replace him. Others were like, shut up. You can't talk about that on the air. You know, we have to, you know, Republicans are circling around Donald Trump. We, you know, Democrats need to circle around Joe Biden. And just as I watched them in that panic mode, I realized just how bad a position Democrats are in.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, look.
They don't have a deep bench.
That's right. Who do they replace him with? Kamala Harris. Not going to work. And if you take her out of the equation as a vice presidential candidate, you then run into, okay, you can't transfer the money from Biden's account to someone else. You run into legal problems with state balloting processes.
Oh, yeah.
There's some serious. The Democrats are in hot water. They're in a very, very bad position, and I don't see how this gets better between now and November.
Well, that's what happens when you live a lie, right? When you live a lie, it catches up to you because you have to keep covering the lie, and then you have to lie more to cover the lie. And you can't tell me that people within the White House and didn't see what we were seeing in more detail than we were seeing it. I mean, if you and I are out here watching on the outside, gosh.
No, and you are dead right. And you saw that live on stage during the debate where Joe Biden tried to say the American economy was in the way it is because what he inherited from Donald Trump. And that is, I'm just going to be bold on this and just call it out for what it is. That is disgraceful leadership. Good leadership, true leadership, takes responsibility for where they're at. He's had 4 years to work, 4 years to make this country's economy better. You cannot blame your predecessor. You've got to take responsibility for where things are at. And America is in bad shape economically, foreign policy, the border. And these are all directly in response to the Biden administration's policies.
No, totally agree. And it's just unconscionable that he would also do things like forget the fact that there were 13 service members who died at Abbey Gate and that there were three more that died in Jordan and that there were two Navy SEALs who died, you know, with the Houthis, you know, rocketing ships in the Middle East. And all of this happened on his watch, and yet he said no service members have died on his watch. That's just, as a service member myself, that just flew all over me.
Well, and look, we all watched in horror. And I noticed Donald Trump had the same reaction I had. We all watched in horror the debacle in Afghanistan. And to claim that somehow you are a good military leader after that experience really shows the depth that Democrats will do to lie in order to try to win this election. The press were talking about how Donald Trump needed to be fact-checked. I'm going to tell you right now, Joe Biden put out way more false information than Donald Trump did. And it's time we fact-check Joe Biden, because the Democrat Party and Joe Biden will lie, cheat, and steal their way to victory at any cost.
Well, and, you know, and where do we go from here? So I look at it and wonder, all right, how about the down ballot Democrats? There's a lot of folks, you know, when straight party voting takes place and all of a sudden the straight party voters are vacating, you know, if you're on the downside of the ballot, if you're running for even local office, but if you're running for, say, Congress in Congressional District 2 in Alabama, what must down ballot Democrats be thinking right now?
Well, I mean, look, they're in a bad situation. And here's why. Races are not just about they're not just about Democrat and Republicans. They're not just about whether people identify as one of them or the values or the issues on at hand. So much of elections also come down to turnout. Which side is more energized? And I'm going to tell you right now, Republicans are energized to go vote in this November election.
Oh, yeah.
And it's more than even Donald Trump, right? It's this idea of, I've been starting to talk in this context. Freedom is on the ballot this November. It's literally a choice between light and darkness, between freedom and slavery. And we feel it. The American people feel it. The Republican Party feels it. The voters feel it. Democrats, on the other hand, they are not proud and they are not excited about their choice for president. And that is going to hurt their turnout.
Okay, so as the state party chairman, one of 50 like you, do you think it's possible for them to have a change out of candidacy this late in the game?
I mean, it is definitely possible. But you know, we talked about, and we hit on this a little bit earlier. Who do they replace him with?
Right.
Pete Buttigieg? I don't think so.
Nope.
Kamala Harris? No way. No one wants a laughing hyena as president. Literally, their only choice is Gavin Newsom. And I think it brings up so many problems because they run into legal issues. If it's not Kamala Harris, they run into legal issues with being able to move money between PACs, between things. So I think right after that debate, I think there were a lot of Democrats asking that question. I think they would if they could. But we saw by the very next day, you know, we saw Barack Obama on stage with Biden kind of rallying the Democrats back and saying, no, guys, stay calm. We got to back this. We got to stay around Biden. And so I think that was a major sign. Like when I saw Barack Obama do that, I was like, all right, I think they're going to stay with him. I'll tell you this. There's one thing that I worry about for Joe Biden, and that is do not leave him alone with Hillary Clinton.
Oh, no kidding. In fact, I would suggest they need to go ahead and hire a soup tester. That would be suspect.
No, that would be so suspect. I was going to say, right now, that is really the only way that they could really do this without completely melting down their party and melting down the election process would be as if something happens to Joe Biden health-wise.
Well, something's happened to him health-wise. They just don't want to deal with it. And you mentioned Kamala Harris not being supportable. I don't right now. In fact, I saw, not that I'm for the gambling issues, but I saw that bookies are saying right now that there's still greater odds on Biden carrying it all the way through and staying on the ballot than there is in Kamala Harris.
I would agree with that. Look, if something happens to Joe Biden or he drops out or they replace him, it will not be Kamala Harris. I will say that fairly strongly. I think Gavin Newsom is who they take.
Yeah. And I think Kamala then goes home and runs for governor. That's what I think. Honest when I say that. But I'll tell you what, though, it has been enjoyable. If there's anything that I've enjoyed, it's like watching the ladies on The View have a complete come apart. They are just absolutely apoplectic. Sonny Hostin saying, we're in mourning. And then, you know, Sarah Haynes saying, it's hard to watch. It pains me to say it, but he needs to step down. Okay, let me ask you this. I'm going to phrase the question.
Can I just quickly insert there? Can I add Nora O'Donnell to your list?
Yes, you can.
Good. You can move on now.
All right. So the debate, it happened earlier than usual. It was obvious that Biden was not capable. Everybody who knows him knows he was not capable. So was this a bait and switch, like put him out there and prove to the world that we need another candidate because we can't get rid of him? Or was this we're going to offer Trump an opportunity and make rules that he's not going to like, and then, oh, crap, he accepted the rules, and now we're stuck with it. Which one do you think it was, if any was?
Well, you have to remember, I think there's kind of a third option here that people aren't thinking about because it didn't work. the Democrats cannot run on policy. They lose all day long, whether it's the border, the economy, foreign policy, or my personal, I think the dark horse in this race, the issue that people are not talking about, and I notice CNN left out of the debate that should have been in there, is our education system and parental rights and making sure that our children are not indoctrinated with socialism and explicit material. That should have been included in the debate, and it wasn't. But when you look at these issues, the Democrats lose with the American people. It doesn't matter racial background, Republican, Democrat, Independent. They're failing. Their policies are failing, and the American people know it. Well, their hope was that these court cases against Donald Trump were going to have him in a complete boondoggle, and the American people were turning on him. And they probably actually wanted that debate in that time frame. It just didn't work for them.
Yeah, well, like I said, when you live a lie, all you can do is keep trying to cover the lie, and eventually the lie catches up to you, and that's where we are. John Wall, there's there's an old saying: there's only two ways to run for office: scared and unopposed. And he's not unopposed, so I say go ahead and keep running the hard race, run it like you got the hardest candidate against you. But right now, at the same time, you can capitalize on some momentum. It sounds like.
100%. And I think this goes down ballot for every Republican in the country, because as this continues and as the fruit of the policies that have been put in place continue to destroy America, people will wake up.
All right. John Wall, Chairman, Alabama Republican Party. We appreciate you as always. We'll have you back on again sometime soon.
Hey, always good to be on the show.
All right. Take care. Yeah, it's interesting to hear. So yeah, the down ballot races, like for instance, and we didn't elaborate on it too much right now, but the down ballot races in Alabama even are impacted by this. We have a very competitive, brand spanking new, drawn by the courts, congressional district 2. And we have Caroline Dobson running against Shamari Figures, and this is a race that Republicans can win in a district that was drawn for Democrats. It is not at all a runaway, even though the race the district lines were drawn to benefit the Democrat Party. Truth be told, we can win that, and this situation we're in right now just gave us a better leg up. All right, folks, we're taking a break right now. We will come right back. Y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right, and we will be back.